It's Helping Hand. Each week, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, an event that is happening here at HPR's Atherton Performing Arts Studio. Jake Shimabukuro, who has performed on ATC in that studio many times with us, is going to be playing in a live benefit concert for Partners in Care, the coalition of regional homeless providers battling the single worst homelessness crisis anywhere in the United States per capita. The event is a Helping Hand for the homeless, and Jake Shimabukuro will do an intimate solo concert December 22nd, 7 p.m. Tickets go on sale next Friday, November 4th at 9 a.m. And to learn more about this event, we've got from Partners in Care, the chair of the advocacy committee, Greg Payton, who is also with Mental Health Kokua and has been on the show many times, director of Partners in Care, Jen Stosh, and the man who's generously donating his time and his music, Jake Shimabukuro. Welcome, Jen, Greg, and Jake. Thank you for
Aloha.
Being here.
Aloha. Hey, thank you so much, here. Dave.
Thank you for having us.
You are so welcome, all of you. To help people understand who this is a benefit for and what you guys do, explain Partners in Care.
Partners in Care is an organization that brings together service providers, government representatives, and community stakeholders to coordinate solutions and initiatives that effectively and efficiently ends and prevents homelessness across Oahu. Over 35 service providers, and it's not just service providers, but we're really an open organization to anybody in the community. Currently, Partners in Care is primarily made up of service providers that are receiving HUD funding through the Federal Agency Housing and Urban Development. However, we've become much broader and much bigger now to really bring all stakeholders together, regardless of funding source, to resolve this issue. And as you stated, a really, really urgent crisis.
You take a walk through Honolulu, it's pretty clear that there is a serious epidemic that's going on here. Greg, you were saying there's some successes, though. We're making some progress. There are some inroads.
Unfortunately, I think people don't know that. So let's talk about a couple of them. Every year in January, we do something that's called the point in time count. In this last year, it's actually stabilized somewhat. So we're really not growing more homeless. The other is there's been a major initiative with veterans that are homeless across about 38 homeless providers. In the last year and a half, we've been able to place 830 homeless veterans into housing. By July 2017, we will have ended homelessness for veterans. That means we'll be able to place somebody within 30 days or so into a housing unit.
And is part of that a result of having this coalition where you have so many of the organizations able to, I guess, share resources and share information?
That's the key, sharing resources. This is a national initiative. It's called a coordinated entry and placement system. So we actually do this with a database. Before the last few years, we didn't have really a homeless business plan like that.
Jake, talk about how you've seen and maybe been touched by the homeless epidemic yourself.
Yeah, it's hard, man. I don't pretend to know what they're going through, but all I know is like what I see, and especially, you know, I see these families and these kids usually in my car driving by, on my way home, on my way to have dinner somewhere at a restaurant or something, you know, and it's just this feeling like you wish you could do something, but you don't know what to do. So I guess I'll keep driving. That's why for me, I wanted to be a part of this, because it's more about just kind of raising the awareness and letting people know that it's something that we can all pull together, and hopefully we can find a solution, be sustaining, and we can prevent anything like this from getting so out of proportion again. That's for me the whole goal of doing this. I can contribute something that I'm comfortable with, but it's more about just letting people know. Raising the awareness. I feel guilty just even talking about it. It's like, what have I done to contribute to the solution of this? I feel I've done absolutely nothing, you know, and I wish there was something I could do.
Well, it's taking that step and harnessing something that you've got, which is precisely what you're going to do. Can you remember when there wasn't something like this?
When I was a kid, there were never like just blocks of tents and anything like that. But it was more like walking home from school. You'd always see the same people at the same benches with their things. But I've never seen anything like this. It's much better now, but maybe about a year ago when I drive to the Discovery Center to take my children there.
Kaka'ako.
Yeah, the Kaka'ako area. How do you not... It's so hard to drive through there, you know, and see that and not just be heartbroken over it, you know, and then turn around and taking my kids out of the car seat to take them into Discovery Center and then seeing that. And, you know, it's just...
It's a heavy feeling.
Yeah. What do I say to my kids?
How do you explain that?
Yeah, how do you explain that to your children?
Thousands of people in distress. It's not something that you or I or one person can resolve, but through a lot of people's efforts combined, many small parts can come together to make a huge solution. So this event, this kernel of goodness, as we could kind of think of it, is going to be December 22nd at HPR's Atherton Performing Arts Studio. It's a very intimate room. You've been in it many times, Jake, to play live on this program. And this is a very different thing that you'll be doing because it'll be at 7 p.m. at night. Jen, if you can explain a little bit about ticket on sale details.
We will have tickets available on sale November 4th on the Partners in Care's website, which is partnersincareoahu.org. And we'll have information about that event on our website. So go to that website and find information and buy your tickets on the 4th.
And tickets are $100.
$100.
One of the things that's going to make the event really special is Jake has a new record, Nashville Session. So everybody who buys a ticket to the event, you will get a copy of that CD. It's a 100% benefit for your organization.
Yes.
You guys are able to distribute funds, as we talked about before, to literally almost every single provider on Oahu.
Exactly. This is a very complicated issue. There's no single cause to homelessness, and there's no single entity that's responsible for resolving it. We're all responsible for resolving it. And this benefit concert is just one way that we can come together as a community.
I kind of like to think of it as putting our heads together to think of creative ways, how we can move forward. Music's always been my passion. It's the one thing that I feel like that I can do, or I actually feel like I'm
contributing.
Contributing something positive, you know. When we all come together and we bring our strengths, we just have to find all these different people in the community who have a passion and they have these talents and these skills, you know, let's utilize them. And I think that's something that's so great about Partners in Care, you know, working, collaborating, you know, because a lot of times I think there's so many nonprofits out there that they basically have the same mission, basically have the same goals, want the same things, but they work as completely separate entities and almost in a way they compete against each other, you know, within the community. And to me, when I see that, you know, I always think like if they were just to come together and unite,
right,
you know, and they could accomplish so much more. That's the beauty, I think, what we're doing here. It's bringing everyone together. We are all partners. It's a community effort. Like you said, it's not a their problem. It's an our situation, and that's what we need to address, and that's what we all need to understand, and that way we can start working toward finding a solution.
And at the event, people are going to learn about the crisis.
Well, we'll have some information there from many of the providers in the community, so you kind of get a chance to know who the providers are and again, raise some awareness about what can you do, because many people, as Jake has said, what can I, as an average citizen, what can I do to help? Obviously, the number one thing for us is to find affordable housing, but everybody can help pitch in. If you look on the website, on the Partners in Care website at partnersincareoahu.org, you'll see the list of all the homeless providers that are serving youth or families or adults, and find an organization that's close to you, means something to you. You can donate items. Nothing is too small, household items, kitchen items, clothing, and you can make that contribution. It's very necessary. You think somebody's out there on the streets, if they're going to get placed into their own unit somewhere, they need startup items. Many of the times folks have been on the streets for over a year, and they have very little, if anything. And so anything is helpful. So there's many, many ways you can contribute. Please come to the event, learn more, and also go to our website, partnersincareoahu.org.
At their website, you can also learn about all of the different providers. There are a lot of ways that people can help, whether it's picking up your ukulele and doing a show like Jake is, or whether it's saying, you know what, that couch we have, that table we have, we could definitely donate them. We don't need to have that in the house anymore. What's taking up room in your house could be a vital component in someone else's house that's finding their way off of the street. Again, the event is going to be December 22nd, 7 p.m., intimate solo show, Jake Shimabukuro and HBR's Atherton Performing Arts Studio. 100% of the proceeds go to Partners in Care. You can learn more about that event at partnersincareoahu.org. 543-2282. You can reach Jen, who is handling a lot of the details relating to the concert, at Jen Stash, JSTASCH, at AUW.org, at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. All the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests archived online. Tickets go on sale next Friday, November 4th at 9 a.m. The event is a Helping Hand for the Homeless. Chair of the Advocacy Committee for Partners in Care, Greg Payton. Director of Partners in Care, Jen Stash. Jake Shimabukuro, a year in the making. I thank all of you for being willing to do this and for coming down and being our guests on Helping Hand.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.